is good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, October 23rd, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Hot off the presses, mainstream news, folks. Are you ready for this? CNN and NBC both reporting Marie Osmond fainted at Dancing with the Stars. Oh, and if that's not bad enough, get this one. Elephants electrocuted in drunken rampage. Six Asiatic wild elephants were electrocuted as they went berserk after drinking rice beer in India's remote northeast, a wildlife official said Tuesday. This is the kind of garbage that we get from mainstream news when we should be getting things such as Ron Paul has introduced a bill that would restore the Constitution's system of checks and balances as envisioned by our founding fathers. He has introduced a bill that would restore habeas corpus by repealing the Military Commissions Act of 2006. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's a little bit more important. As much as, you know, Marie Osmond, I'm sure, is a nice lady, I think it's a little bit more important than that. And I think it's also a little bit more important than six elephants being electrocuted in India. What about you? Also, 9/11 truthers are called insane by Glenn Beck. This is the kind of garbage that's coming out of mainstream TV. No, the 9/11 truthers, although I don't talk about it much, are the ones that are sane. It's you paid whores like Glenn Beck. You're the ones that are spinning the lies. But you're getting scared now, okay, because the numbers are growing. At over 80% of people who now disbelieve the official government story. And speaking of that, by the way, I want to mention my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. Okay? Go in there, buy Randy Weaver's book, look at Lametco International, got some great products on there, including coral calcium, of which I look at this picture of my bottle with Bob Barefoot, who looks like a vibrant Neil Sedaka. At any rate, I want to mention that tomorrow and Thursday, I'm going to be doing an expose. It's an article that I'm going to be reading by a gentleman named Ryan Dawson, who is, I believe, an expatriate, lives in Japan. Now, I've been trying to get in contact with him and bring him up on my show. But the title of the article is 9/11, Iraq, and PNAC. And it's going to tell you where all the roads lead. I'm also trying to get a hold of, I've been playing phone tag with Phil Turney, who was a survivor of the USS Liberty. And as soon as I get a hold of him, I'm going to put him up on my show next week as well. My guest coming up today is Vicki Davis. She has a website called channelingreality.com. She has written a very interesting article called Divestiture and Destruction of the U.S. And I'm going to have her up today and have her tell us a little bit about how we got in this mess to begin with. But the exciting news is that people are waking up. Our numbers are going up, folks. You guys are ordering the bumper stickers. Remember, if you haven't already got one in that constitutional book with the Bill of Rights and the whole nine yards, call Sandra or Julie at 800-724-2719. Give them a call. Get a couple of bumper stickers. Put them on your car. It works, folks. We'll be back in three with my guest, Vicki. And we'll talk about how we got in this position to begin with. Stick with me. We got a good show going today. Lots to give you. Be right back.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I get to my guest, one other thing I want to mention. Glenn Beck came out on his show last night and attacked the 9/11 Truth Movement on his Headline Prime show. He described the whole movement as insane and branding 9/11 activists as dangerous anarchists, and even compared them to the likes of Timothy McVeigh. Well, I have a news for Glenn Beck, okay? Glenn, we have you on the list of people that are paid shills, paid whores, and you're one of the ones that are going to be run out of town on a rail, okay, when this whole house of cards come down. So, that's coming from me, Glenn Beck. Thank you very much. And without any further ado, let's go to my guest, Vicki Davis. Vicki, you're on with Michael. Welcome to The American Awakening, dear.
Hi, Michael. I agree with what you just said about Glenn Beck.
You know, well, it's over this Bill Maher thing, I'm sure, where there was a number of the 9/11 truthers that, and I don't talk about 9/11 much on my show, Vicki, but the 9/11 truthers infiltrated Bill Maher's show. And it was live, and they were standing up and screaming at Bill Maher, interrupting his debate he was having with his guests. And what's happening now, from what I understand, is these people are starting to do it with regularity at a lot of these live shows. And although I don't pay too much attention to 9/11 anymore, I give them accolades for their activism. I give them accolades for their initiative, their drive, their passion, and it is people like those who ultimately are going to bring down this house of cards. And people like Glenn Beck and Bill Maher and all these paid gatekeepers are going to be run out of town on a rail. That's my view on it.
Yep, I certainly hope so.
Well, now, let's get into, you had written just a pristine article called Divestiture and Destruction of the U.S., and I wanted to read the opening line of that. It says, the political and wealthy elite in this country, and by the way, for the sake of the new listeners and the old listeners is like, if you think it's all just George Bush, it goes back a long ways, and Vicky's going to get into this a little bit today. The political and the wealthy elite in this country have been selling it out from under us since the 1960s, and they've gotten very rich doing it. Is it any wonder, then, that they would be implementing police state in anticipation of the time, which is fast approaching, when the declining middle class would figure out the scam? Are we not starting to figure it out, Vicki?
Yeah, we are. Thank you to the Internet and the people who designed the Internet. We're able to research the history of everything that's happened to lead us up to where we are today. And that's what I do. I have to tell you that I'm a computer systems analyst. And what I did for corporations prior to all this free trade that exported my career was that I would basically do a forensic analysis on processes in a corporation to find out, you know, what they did, why they did it, you know, so that it could be redesigned. And so now that I don't have a career anymore, I've turned those skills towards analyzing how did our country get in this situation that it's in today. You know, what led up to everything that's happening. And so on my website, there are just a myriad of topics, you know, that I've gone through, you know, in trying to piece together how we got here to where, you know, the North American Union, how our country is being taken apart, what's happening with our economy, and, you know, just a lot of things.
Well, now, was your computer analyst job, was it outsourced, Vicki?
Well, my career. I was a contractor, so I can't say that my job was outsourced. But if you go back to the, you know, the dot-com boom of the 90s and a propaganda campaign, which this whole issue is a whole big other thing. But basically what they did is they included services in the trade agreements, which any job that's a knowledge job is a service. Well, any job that's done can be a service. So they included those in the trade agreements. And obviously, you know, in the low-wage countries, high-population, low-wage countries like China and India, the wages are much, much lower. So what happened in the 90s is that during that dot-com boom, which was an engineered boom, they built the global network for communications between India and China, and they made it economically feasible to outsource our knowledge jobs.
Which is why when you make a telephone call for service to any of these, a lot of these telephone companies, Sprint and the like, you're going to get somebody that's going to answer the phone from India to talk to you.
That's right.
Yes. And now I want to go back here. Starting in 1974, they had the Fast Track Trade Promotion Authority. The Trade Promotion Authority gave the president virtually unlimited power of attorney to negotiate these trade agreements. And this, I'm reading from your article, by the way, and I'm sure you know that, for the benefit of my listeners, though. In simple terms, this is like giving your neighbor the power of attorney over all of your assets without a clause saying who gets the proceeds from the sale of your assets. That's pretty scary in itself. By signing this Trade Promotion Authority, the president basically gave himself the power to outsource everything, anything he wanted to. Am I reading this correctly?
Essentially, yeah. He basically was given the power to trade away segments of our economy. And if you think about these trade agreements, when they negotiate with a country like China. What they do with China in the trade agreement is they said that, okay, you can import into our economy basically virtually tariff-free. Okay, China has 1.5 billion people. Their wages are like 50 cents an hour for manufacturing. With that kind of an incentive to produce over there and import into our country, naturally all of our manufacturers moved over there. Okay, in the case of automobiles, the tariff for the United States producers to import cars into China is 25% of the value of the car.
So the Chinese are charging the American auto manufacturers a 25% tax, if you will, on the imports of the American vehicles into China. Is that right?
Yes. Okay, now coming back into this country, if China imports cars into our country, the tariff is 2.5%.
That doesn't sound like a balanced equation to me. So when I see these little Kia PPs driving down the road, which I believe, are they Chinese or Korean?
I think those are Korean.
But these trade agreements that are being signed, and I know that, you know, our Führer, Ein Führer Bush, is running around, you know, to Vietnam and China, Malaysia, I mean, all over the place, and you hear about these trade agreements, but the American public at large doesn't really have a clue what they mean. When they call it free trade, okay, it goes to these names that, you know, it reminds me of Patriot Act, you know, or the dream legislation on the immigrants. They always put a false name on it. They make the name sound good. But you have to peel away the onion to read it to find out how draconian it really is. So when he signs these trade agreements, they're really kind of, what would you say, privatized agreements?
Basically, there's a small group of people that negotiate the agreements. And under the authority that the president has been given, the Congress just basically has the power to either vote up or down, not to modify it. So, and there are always lobbyists to pressure Congress, you know, to sign these agreements, because they always pick winners and losers. And so the winners are always in there with the big money lobbyists and, you know, doing what they do to make sure that there's a constituency for the agreement. And the losers, and I'm sure you've heard this over and over, oh, they're just a bunch of whiners, you know. And it's because they're about to be put out of business, that's why. And that's the way this whole thing has worked. And then industry after industry after industry has gone through these trade agreements, and basically they've been gutting our economy with these trade agreements. So on this page, what I did is I went through and I went through the legislative steps that were done that led up to the point at which, you know, the president has been virtually given a free hand to trade away our economy. Okay.
So I wanted to ask you now: the tariffs coming over from China is 2.5%, and us shipping vehicles over there, which I can't even understand why anybody in China would want a General Motors vehicle, because I haven't owned one in years, and I'm not embarrassed to say, but I used to drive American vehicles all the way up until the early 90s. And I had spent so much money on them because of the, you know, planned obsolescence and the money that I had put into cars, and even new cars. You know, it would seem like as soon as a warranty would expire, everything would start falling apart. So I had to ultimately shift over to a Japanese car, which, as we all know, they're built two or three times as well as an American car. And this is part of what's happened. But on those tariff agreements, now, does this extend beyond China and also to Japan, Taiwan, Vietnam, and so forth? I mean, is it the same deal?
Well, Fast Track gives the president authority to negotiate multilateral agreements. So that's it with many countries.
Okay, stick with us. We got a break here. My guest And I will be back in 3 minutes. Vicki Davis, Channeling Realities. We'll be back in three. Got a lot more for you, folks. Stick around.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Vicki Davis. We're talking about an article that she had penned called "Divestiture and Destruction in the United States." This is a short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, and then we'll have some a bigger time to talk after the next break. We've got about 5 minutes on this one. Let me fast forward here to 1987, Vicki. Black Monday, the stock market crash, and I want to read a quick sentence here, not quite with a Fed chairman, but if you go back to 1987, the stock market crashed then. It was triggered by comments that then-Secretary James Baker made about the value of the dollar. Now, James Baker is a Bush confidant, and he's also, I believe, the attorney for the Carlyle Group. His name seems to pop up amongst the, you know, these corporatocracies, if you will. Anything that involves Bush, James Baker seems to have his hand in. So you want to, you know, go into this Black Monday a little bit and explain that for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Black Monday in 1987, there was a precipitous drop in the stock market, one of the largest in history. The value dropped about 23%, and there was no discernible reason for that. Basically, as I was reading, you know, I came across a number of different reasons. You know, different analysts have analyzed it and tried to figure out what happened. But basically, what it came down to is that the market makers refused to make the market. They stopped buying. there were sellers, but no buyers. And so what that did is they said, well, we can't have that anymore. So what they Reagan commissioned a group to study the crash and to try and figure out what happened, why it happened, and to come up with a solution. And, of course, his solution was to create a working group that included the Federal Reserve Board to design a solution so that the market wouldn't crash. So they came up with what's called a plunge protection team. And the team decides, I guess, you know, when it's time to pull the plug on trading so that it won't drop below whatever they determine to be a reasonable drop and to stop a psychological sell-off, you know, where people just get scared and panic and sell.
Right, and this plunge protection team has been working overtime of late because of the economic status we have right now running in this country. They are they were put in place, in my understanding, basically just in an emergency where if the stock market, you know, if the emotions grabbed the stockholders and they started a large sell-off, that, you know, it would drop only a certain amount of points, 200, 300, maybe 400, and then they would close the floor. If that was my understanding of it. But since like anything else in government, it looks that they are now operating on a daily basis and manipulating the market, which wasn't supposed to be their initial reason for coming into existence.
Yeah, well, I agree. I mean, I'm by no means a stock market expert, but I do know how computer systems work. You can program them to do anything, and basically what this group did by setting up this group, they set up to control the market, to manage the market. And so basically they're just controlling it. It's not a free market system. They are controlling it. And by setting up controls on the bottom, what they did is they allowed, you know, they'll allow it to go up as high as it wants to go, which put the big players in a position to manipulate the market on the upside. And that's exactly what happened during the dot-com. I don't call it dot-com. I call it dot-con because that rise in the stock market was engineered by the large corporations, and it was IPO-led, which means these big corporations kept, you know, funding these dot-com companies. The dot-com companies had no assets, no products, no anything, and they created this whole market atmosphere, you know, just to create the perception that this was a wave of the future and that the fundamentals of stocks didn't matter anymore. It was a whole new paradigm.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, they led a lot of the buying public, myself not included, by the way, but I know a lot of my, at the time, I don't want to call them yuppies, but my investing friends were literally in a frenzy over this, and they were all talking about it around the water cooler and so forth about how they were going to be making multi-millions of dollars. And I remember talking to a couple of different people in the financial industry saying that these stocks were becoming more and more and more and more overvalued, if you will, some to the tune of over 100 to 1. And this was engineered by the powers that be, basically to siphon off the wealth, and when it crashed a lot. Now, there was some people that made some money in this, but there was a lot of other people that lost fortunes. Mm-hmm. And yes, just like the stock crash of 1929, this was by design. Just like what they're doing now in this current economy with the driving down of the dollar, and Bernanke and Greenspan and others have come out and said so. They've admitted that they're taking this dollar down.
Mm-hmm.
It's overvalued. Okay, well, tell you what, moving forward a little bit on this, that was 1987. By the way, we just had the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of this, and isn't it ironic that we see the same handwriting on the wall? We've got to take a break. We'll be back in 3. Got a lot more for you with my guest. Stick with us. It's going to get real exciting here shortly. Be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest Vicki Davis. And we're talking about an article that she has penned called Divestiture and Destruction of the United States. And Vicki, I want to fast forward here a little bit to 1988. This is interesting. You wrote about the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which was authorized to review the sale of U.S. assets to foreign entities. And I want to read here a paragraph of the history. You write that the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States was an interagency committee chaired by the Department of the Treasury and was authorized through the Exxon Florio Amendment to the Omnibus Trade and Competitiveness Act of 1988. Now, listen closely, folks, to review and potentially block foreign acquisitions of U.S. companies that threaten to impair U.S. national security. Exxon Florio was not adopted to halt or slow foreign investment. Rather, the amendment solely focused on those transactions that implicate U.S. national security interests. National security, now here's what looks like the problem. National security was deliberately left undefined as to allow for the greatest presidential control and discretion when determining whether to block a transaction. Isn't that interesting? Yes, go ahead. You want to comment on that, Vicki?
Yeah, they basically put bankers in charge of deciding, you know, whether or not there were national security implications in assets that are for sale on the market, on the world market. And that's how we got the Dubai Ports deal, was that the CEPAS committee reviewed that deal and said, hey, no problem, you know. United Arab Emirates, they'd be great at managing this port. So, and they apparently did the same thing with the Chinese at several of the other ports around our country. No problem, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and for the sake of the new listeners and these people that aren't yet the veterans or the ones that are just now listening to this show and are, you know, their eyes are starting to open here. I mean, how duplicitous, how hypocritical would it be that we are supposedly, I mean, the story that was spoon-fed to us that these 19 Arab hijackers, you know, blew up four buildings on 9/11. It was the Arabs that did it, and we've got this long occupation. We're beating the war drums against Iran, and then on the flip side of the coin, here George Bush is trying to push. And remember when he was on mainstream TV last year, Vicky? Okay, just pushing like crazy for this Dubai ports deal. Okay, now does that not fly in the face of, you know, our enemies being the Arabs? If our enemies are the Arabs, why in God's name would you put the Arabs in charge of our ports for security? Does that, I mean, to me, that is totally insane unless you are not looking at the best interests of your nation, which obviously they are not. And when I say they, I'm not just talking about George Bush. I'm talking about the hogs, our hijacked outlaw government.
Yeah.
Thanks
well,
to the listener.
Either that or they know that 19 Arabs didn't hijack airplanes and that the story was made up and there really was no problem. But either way you look at it, either, you know, no matter which way you look at it, it doesn't make any either they lied before or they're lying now, one or the other. So.
Right, and this is what bothers me as we go through and we watch. And by the way, you know, Vicky, I do not have a TV. I'm sure you probably know that if you've listened to my show at all. I toss it. Matter of fact, I've got on my website, right bold-faced on the top, why I don't own a TV. If you want to go in there and look, www.theamericanawakening.org, go right on the front page, and it'll show you why I do not own a TV. But at any rate, when I did own a TV, even when I was looking at mainstream TV before I woke up, you know, you see all these things that on the surface, you know, you start trying to piece these things together in the mainstream, and even the dumbed down mind numbed American like me, like I was a couple years ago, it doesn't make sense. But you kind of poo poo it and kiss it off and say, well, maybe there's a good reason for it, okay? And then you wake up and you realize that there is only one reason that makes any sense whatsoever, and that is for a global government. That is that these people are not working for the benefit of the American people. Period. End of story.
Right, and they're not. And one thing we didn't do was to go through the steps and how we led up to giving, basically, the Congress turned over the responsibility for foreign trade to the executive branch. Now, under the Constitution, it was the Congress that had the exclusive authority to regulate commerce and trade. And the executive branch had the authority for relations with foreign nations. So they had to work together, you know, to do these trade agreements. But in the 1960s, during the Kennedy round of the GATT agreement, what Kennedy did apparently in the negotiations was that he included terms that were over and above just setting tariffs and quotas. And that led to a turf battle. And then in 1974, Nixon proposed that he get proclamation authority to just, you know, do these agreements, which, of course, Congress didn't give him. But in 1979, during the Tokyo round, the Congress agreed to allow the executive branch to set up Fast Track. And Fast Track is basically the modern version of what they're doing today. And they've done it, I don't know how many times, maybe three or four times since then. But it basically just turns over the negotiating to the executive branch, and Congress can just vote up or down. they can't amend it. Okay, so the first couple times that was used, the fast track was used, they didn't abuse it. But in 1988, for the negotiations of the U.S. and Canada Free Trade Agreement, for the first time they included changes to domestic law in the areas of agriculture, banking, investment, food inspection, and other policies. And that was the beginning of leading to NAFTA, which, of course, was the start of the North American Union, Free Trade of the Americas. And so that's kind of been, you know, that's the background of how we got to the point to where George Bush just did this Security and Prosperity Partnership, and Congress didn't have a thing to say about it. You know, they had no input to it.
And not only did they have nothing to say about it, most of them are still denying that it exists when it's on their own, you know, when it's on their own government website. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is just, and again, I know I'm preaching to the choir with the veterans out there, you know, the listeners, but for the new people coming on, when you're watching mainstream TV and they try to poo-poo us and they say that we don't know what they're talking about, we have tinfoil hats on our head and we're anarchists or that whatever they say we are, okay, we have their own documents to back it up. And for those of you who are still watching mainstream TV out there, who are watching Fox News or you're listening to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, please turn them off and start to read. That's the only way you're going to know, because these people are highly paid shills. They are media whores that are paid millions and millions of dollars a year to lie to you. And I've said this before and I'll say it again, Vicky, okay? Rush Limbaugh gets paid $28 million per year. And the OxyContins that he had been taking and probably still is not due to a back injury or any kind of a war injury, because he wasn't in the war or anything else. It's due to numbing his conscience because he knows what's going on. And he's gone so far down the road, he cannot turn around.
Yeah.
Sorry, don't mean to get off on a diet right here, but it just absolutely infuriates me. And I'll tell you why. It's because when I go out into the public at large and I get into a conversation with somebody and these people start parroting what Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or any of these people have to say, and they are just mindless idiots. You can tell inside of two or three questions that they know not what they speak. They have no idea. They've done no research. They just believe these fools.
Yeah.
And it just aggravates me to no end. And then they have the audacity to tell me that I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, if you just take the label free trade, I mean, free trade, boy, you know, what can be better than that? It's free. If you don't know the history of it, if you don't know what they're doing, what it means, then you can't possibly know how really bad it is. It's a fraud. It's basically selling our country out from underneath us. The multinationals are getting it for free. You know, it's not free for you and me. It's costing us our country.
Right. And again, I want to reiterate, anytime the federal government tags a label on anything, the Patriot Act, okay, No Child Left Behind, free trade, you can bet your bottom dollar it means the exact opposite of the label that they pin on it. And the reason that they put these labels on here is because they know that Americans don't read.
That's
period.
Oh, boy, are you right. That is exactly right.
I think about this, I start getting upset. And the reason I do it, really, I'm in a moment of solace here because, yes, I'm behind the microphone now, but it drudges up all of these memories of me going out in public, in a public venue, you know, in the course of my day and, you know, piecemealing running across these people who look at me like I'm crazy. And I know that the listening audience, and you as well, Vicky, you know, you bring this up and they look at you the same way. You try to get into any kind of an intellectual, critical thinking discussion with these people, and they just glaze over. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic.
And anyway, I've offered to show them. You know, let me show you.
No, I don't want to see it. We don't want to look. We just want you to tell us. So when you walk out the door and close it, they can turn around and laugh at you behind your back, okay? Because they'd rather stick their head in the ground and be an ostrich than they would to realize that you're telling the truth. And I'll tell you the reason that they do that, because they realize that if you're telling the truth, then they have a moral decision to make, and that is that they're going to have to do something about it. And then they're concerned about what their friends, neighbors, and relatives think of them, because then all their friends, neighbors, and relatives are going to think they're a conspiracy theorist, and they can't do that because they're going to get kicked out of their bridge club.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, it's right. You're right. And the hardest thing of all is to stand your ground, you know, when everybody around you is saying, no, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, to not go along with the flow and say, you know I'm right, and here's why I'm right, and if you will just look at this, you will know I'm right. So
they're afraid. They are afraid to look at it. But again, the good news, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are waking up. And, you know, and I want to touch on this for a minute. I don't do a lot of this because I know other talk show hosts do. But just look at what's happening with this tidal wave of excitement that's happening in the Ron Paul campaign. Mm-hmm. You know, he started with odds of about 60-1, Las Vegas odds, Vicki, and now it's down to 3-1. And the powers that be are very, very nervous because they know there's going to be a major shakeup if he's nominated for the Republican run for the presidency. Mm-hmm. And isn't it funny? Isn't it so funny that you hear these little bits and pieces that George Bush makes, you know, in some of his press conferences and his public statements, and you know that they are actually preparing. I mean, the supposed conservative administration is preparing the way for Hillary Clinton to take over, which just cements, you know, what I have said all along, that we've been being tag-teamed. We're being tag-teamed by the Bushes and the Clintons. They're friends, folks. They've been friends for years. They party together. They vacation together. They play golf together, okay? And it goes all the way back. I don't even know how far it goes back. How far does it go back? 30 years, something like that? We've had a presidency of a Bush or a Clinton since 1981, since 2 months after Reagan was in office Chapman shot him, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting off topic. Speaking of Brady, now there's a Nicholas Brady. You had written in here in 1989, the Brady Plan, right? Secretary mm-hmm. of Treasury Nicholas Brady in March of 1989.
Right.
You want to enlighten us a little bit with that?
Yeah, that was the next step in setting us up. Only they started with the Latin American countries. And what it was a plan to restructure the debt of the Latin American countries. Basically what they did is to securitize the debt of foreign of the Latin American countries and to let them sell those securities on the stock market as emerging markets. These were the structural adjustment programs, and they told these countries that in order to get this restructuring of your debt, what you have to do is to privatize your state-held assets, and you have to reorient your economy to exports. Okay, what this did is that it basically ruined the economy for the people of the country. Because if you reorient your whole economy towards exporting, then how do you feed your people? You know, if all your farmers are exporting their commodities, you know, what are the people down there going to do? When the multinational corporations moved in down there, which is what privatization allowed, it put everybody out of work, because one corporation can dominate the entire market of one of those smaller countries. And so that's pretty much what happened. You know, and that's why we're getting invaded by people from Mexico. They basically have been run off their property. You know, the people in the rural areas, they were small farmers and whatever, living in rural communities. Well, when the multinationals went down there and you know, bought land and, you know, for farming, for their farming, for corporate farming. And they're also putting the corridor through Mexico, through several of the states through Mexico. They took the property away from these people that were living there.
And of course, they entice them to come over the border as well. You know, but they give them privilege over us. I mean, I just talked about that, I believe, yesterday on my show, that they'll, you know, they'll give them bank accounts without a social security number. They pave the way for them to get home loans. I mean, it's, you know, it's so topsy-turvy. And, you know, Jim Kerwin written an article a few weeks ago, and I had him on my show, but I've said this so many times, I feel like I'm waking up every morning in the Twilight Zone. You know, how could a normal, intelligent thinking individual see all of this that's going on and say everything's fine?
I don't know.
Okay. We got to take a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest. Vicki will be back in 3 minutes. We've got more for you. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. You're welcome to call in with a comment or question. We'll be back.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Vicki Davis. And we're talking about this article that she penned, the divestiture and destruction of the United States. Vicki, we got a caller, George from Florida. Let's bring him up and see what he has to say. George, you're on. Go ahead.
Vicki, I got to say one thing. 1913 was a bad year for America.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you talk about, You know, they talk about the 16th Amendment, the IRS, but they never talk about one thing. That was called the 17th Amendment of the Constitution. Just like the 16th Amendment, both these amendments were never ratified by our by three-quarters of the states. And the 17th Amendment, directly electing our U.S. senators, took away the states' right to suffrage. Because when Andrew Jackson was the president and they killed the bank, it was through the U.S. senators represented by the state governments that helped kill the banks back in the when Andrew Jackson was president. And then they learned from this, and now you got these elected senators that should be selected by the legislatures, because these big multinational corporations are going in there taking over states, but yet the state government has no recourse that they should have through their U.S. senators to put an end to this. But now we got the states; they're sort of like entangled with the federal government. There's no checks and balances between the sovereigns. The 50 sovereign states and the federal government. I mean, the federal government is supposed to be working for the states, not vice versa.
Right. You're exactly right. And I didn't understand that until I started researching this. And then I even have a link on my website about the 17th Amendment. And we need to repeal the 17th Amendment to change it back so that the senators are appointed by the states to represent the states' interests. Because what happened when they made it a popular election of senators is that they basically set the senators free to vote in their own self-interest and not the interests of the states. And so there's no check on the power of the Senate. And the Senate is a more powerful body than the House of Representatives. It's the Senate that confirms judges. It's the Senate that votes on treaties. The Senate is a powerful branch, and there are no checks and balances on them.
I mean, if you look in like on the original tent of the founders, you look like when it talks about the Senate, just replace Senate with states. States ratifying treaties, states impeachment. You know,
that's
what I mean?
A good way to look at it. Yes, that's a great way to look at it.
Yes, and speaking of impeachment, George, when are we going to do this?
You know, the thing I'm down in Florida. We're working on recalling Mel Martinez as U.S. senator, and we're trying to do a little research. We're going to try through our courts, since the 17th Amendment was never ratified, and Florida voted it down. That we're trying to go through the courts and try to, a group of people are trying to go through the courts in the state challenging the 17th Amendment and challenging this de facto Senate that's in there.
Oh, man, I hope you're successful.
Because all we got is 100 empty suits up there in Washington. All right,
couldn't have said
you,
it better
Mark.
Myself. Yeah, thank you, George. I appreciate the input. Yeah, he's got a good point. I mean, you know, they hit us from all angles, Vicki.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got to pick your fight. I know a little bit about a lot of things, and that's why I bring people up that are expert in their particular field. And by my own admission, I've got to do a little bit more research on the 17th Amendment. I don't know a lot about it. I've heard, but I haven't researched it thoroughly. Anyway,
well,
we're coming up to the top of the hour.
I have a link on my front page that will give you a start on it.
Okay, got to take a two-minute break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening with my guest, Vicki Davis. We'll see you second hour coming up. Stick with us. We got more.